The following is the first Marine aircraft wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Major Carl F. Bergstrom, Jr., 066078 USMC, pilot and operations officer attached to VMA 211, MAG 12, Chulai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Chulai, Republic of Vietnam, on 11 March 1968. The subject of this interview is support of helicopter resupply to Khe Sanh Complex occurring from 24 February 1968 to present date. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
I'm Major Bergstrom, talking about the Khe Sanh and 211 participation in the Hilo resupply of hills 881 South, 861, and 950. And Hill 8558 in the Khe Sanh Complex. From the period of 24 February 68 until today, 11 March 68, VMA 211 has put a total of approximately 100 missions in direct support of the Hilo resupply of the Khe Sanh Complex. This resupply mission was a very demanding and complex association of aircraft from the MAG 12 and the helicopter squadrons. Timing and planning was a paramount essential for complete and accurate completion of each and every mission. Weather was a factor on many of the days. It wasn't uncommon for the aircraft to penetrate through a layer of clouds, the worst condition being from 14,000, 8,000 feet, immediately enter the target area, have less than 1 minute for target orientation, to be on their target so that the demanding time schedule to get the helicopters into the landing zones and back out met with the timetable that was planned. On other occasions, the flights were required to fly their missions in mountainous terrain under low ceilings and overcast, still delivering their ordnance in close proximity to the friendly troops, but yet being accurate and suppressing the enemy fire so that the helicopters could put their external loads into the hill mass areas. During many of the missions, small arms fire was known to exist from all the points. There was mortar attacks on the hills that were being resupplied. On separate occasions, 50 caliber machine guns, automatic weapon positions were known to have presented hostile fire with moderate to heavy intensity on the fixed wing aircraft as they were endeavoring to suppress the enemy fire for the helicopter's entry into the landing zone. During most of the missions, we had varying armament loads. The squadron was varied from CS to napalm, rockets, forward firing weapons, and snake and napalm type aircraft. It was necessary for the timing of this mission that the flight leaders know the target area well, and that on each occasion we had one flight leader and a wingman who was always available that knew the respective area so that the timing could go and the target could be hit without any hitch as far as finding the area in relation to the TACA and the helicopters. Another critical factor to the operation was that the Khe Sanh Complex itself had a multitude of other aircraft that were there to support the Car Stairs 2 at DASC in support of the 26 Marines. The flying was precarious because there was many aircraft not controlled by the primary facility that was controlling the helicopter resupply, which meant that heads-up flying was absolutely essential. Then in addition to the fixed-wing aircraft that were in the area, there was many helicopter and low-flying light aircraft, observation aircraft, that caused many near misses and demanding flying by the pilots concerned during their missions. It could be said that of the participating members of the squadron that flew in the missions, that professionalism, coolness, and diligence were some of the trademarks of the pilots as they delivered their weapons accurately, kept the timing right down to the barest essentials, and made it the least five missions, not one of the problem areas that could be associated with the aircraft resupply is the type aircraft that is the TACA control. In all cases on this supply, the TA-4 aircraft was used as the tactical air coordinator airborne. It is felt that this aircraft, although it does have the FM capability, does not, in most cases, have the availability to contact the ground troops and know the exact positions and have the coordination that is more typified by O-1 or an O-2 type aircraft that the aircraft normally associate with close air support. It was felt that on different occasions that the TACA, by having been required to switch from FM to UHF, caused some undue delay and at times did not have the pertinent data that was required to know exactly where the friendly forces were for the fixed wing to drop their ordnance. It is felt that on missions such as this, there is some paramount necessity for the tactical controller to have two-way communications with the ground troops and with the fixed-wing aircraft that are supporting the helicopter lift. And at no time should this two-way communications, both with the ground and the air, be broken. In a mission that demands an absolute essential as far as timing, with more than 14 aircraft delivering ordnance within a grand total of 6 minutes, the time to go off the air by a TACA does not lend itself readily to having a radio problem such as this. Another problem area is faced is the getting the aircraft from the Chulai complex to the Kaesong complex and taking advantage of the weather conditions that are necessary to deliver the ordnance. Weather during all times was a factor, and it was necessary to have at least a 3,000 foot ceiling and 3 miles for accurate delivery of the weapons, provide a safe altitude separation interval between the fixed wing aircraft and the helicopter aircraft delivering their supplies into the target area. Since some of the hill masses in the area exceed this 3,003 definition, it wasn't uncommon for the flights to arrive in the area and have a greatly reduced visibility and have the helicopters there ready to go in and run. The distance and the getting the weather sequence when the weather existed and having the airplanes get there often seemed that the weather was good when the launch was alerted and launched. However, when they arrived in the area, it had degenerated to such a condition that the mission was marginal as far as the weather and the accomplishment of the mission. However, in all cases, the aircraft did penetrate the cloud layers and did go into the target area and did accomplish the mission, and sometimes in the, with the weather reduced below 1,000 feet and 1 mile of visibility. In addition, that 211 has supported the Kaesong operation or Operation Niagara by night TPQs and day TPQs in the area. A problem that might be associated with that, it appears that the ASRAS at times are oversaturated by the number of aircraft that are assigned to the ASRAT for dropping in the TPQs. The A-4 are taking off from Chulai and going to the Kaesong complex has approximately 30 to 40 minutes total time on station until it must return to Chulai. This, of course, varies if Chulai is VFR or IFR. On many occasions, it appears that aircraft enter the ASRAT's control and indicate a 5 or 10 minute time on station, and these are usually aircraft other than first wing aircraft. And then thus, with their small time on station, the ASRAT gives them priority. I went through a process of getting delivered on target. It's not uncommon to have the flagged aircraft go for their bingo and require a return to Chulai without being able to drop on their flagged ASRAT mission. This is not an uncommon occurrence.